Snaps, everybody. Comedy Football Talk. Welcome in, Aaron Hodges, Kostaki Economopoulos. We're happy to have you. It's gearing up. We're getting close. There's football around the corner. It's lots of news, lots of things happening. Hey, buddy.
Hey, man. What's going on? Sorry, I had a tab open. I think we were on a replay there, but all good. Nice to see you. I watched a little bit of NFL Network today with the training camp footage going on in the background there, and it felt like football season.
I know, it's exciting. We had some big news today too. Let's dive in and do some jokes, and then we'll talk about it all.
All righty.
We should tease a few things. We could do it that way. We could do that. Well, we're going to talk about some of the big stories that are just kind of breaking literally today. We're going to do some jokes. We're going to do a little quiz. I'm going to run Aaron through a little quiz. I'm going to talk a little bit about the pleasures and pitfalls of drafting early in your fantasy draft. So let's dive in with some jokes. Mask mandates are back here and there across the country. Lions season ticket holders are encouraged to wear them over their eyes. You see, I saw an article, top four offensive lines in the NFL. Bucks, Saints, Browns, and that time Antonio Brown called his coach a cracker. Linebacker Michael Kendricks sentenced on insider trading this week.
Yeah, yeah.
An NFL player committing a white-collar crime. That's almost a feel-good story this summer. He was sentenced to a lot of community service hours and one day in jail. As a father of a toddler in a pandemic, a day in jail sounds pretty good. Can I bring my laptop? If so, can I have 30 days in jail? I can get some stuff done. He was a Cleveland Brown when the charges came to light. Wait, he signed with the Browns? That doesn't sound like a guy who is privy to a lot of extra information. That's all I'm saying. Good news. The Browns have unveiled their 75th anniversary commemorative uniforms. Bad news. Still orange and brown. They're still. I didn't know this. I mean, I knew vaguely this, but 1946, Paul Brown co-founded the football team and was also the first coach, and that's why they called them the Browns. Just think, if my grandfather started the team, it'd be the Cleveland Economopoli.
It's got a ring to it, man.
It's kind of nice, right?
Yeah. We had a name change in Cleveland with the Cleveland Guardians.
That's a big move.
Yeah.
During the season. Goodness.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. I didn't even think about that.
And it's pretty quick, too. You know, the opposite of what the Washington football team is doing. They decided to kick it down the road another year. Seems weird. And I read a little bit about Guardians. Like, I kind of like it. First of all, it's almost Indians, right? It's got some of the same feel of it.
Same amount of syllables and ends with an S?
No, it ends with the Deans.
Oh, right. Yeah, yeah, right. Yeah, a little more than
it's
just the S.
It's a lot of the same word.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But apparently there's these big statues on the bridge in town, and they call them the Guardians of Traffic or something. So it has like a local, you know, explanation.
Okay.
I like that. I'm good with that. I think that more teams should be named like that.
I don't know. I mean, it's cool that it has like a local connection, but Guardians seems a little weak. It seems like something, really? Yeah, like, you know, like, I think of like legal guardian, right? So it's like,
yeah.
You know, it's like the stepdad.
You don't think superheroes?
Yeah.
You don't think?
No, not at all.
You think someone who has to sign the paperwork?
I definitely think of custody battles, yeah.
Yeah, you're the guardian. Right, that's right.
Actually, my older brother, this weekend, we went camping, took the nephews as well. It was a good time. But so he tried to basically sign whatever waivers for that you have to sign for the campground, whatever. And he was trying to sign for me, and they were like, no, he has to come do it. And he's like, well, honestly, he's my idiot brother, and I'm his legal guardian, so I'm just going to sign it. And they're like, oh, okay. Because they have like a slow guy that works there, too, so I guess they're a little bit sensitive to it.
Oh, a slow guy. Is that what you call him these days?
I don't know.
That's definitely more PC than some of the other choices, I guess. A slow guy. I had a slow guy when I was when I played soccer, and I was so happy to have him because he kept me from being last on everything. I would have been the last in all the drills.
Your brother got all the talent, huh?
Yes, in that field, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I definitely you know, I just played rec league soccer. Andreas was a scholarship athlete to college. You know, it was I quit in eighth grade because I had knee problems. I had Osgood Schlatter's disease from growing too fast.
Osgood Schlatter?
Osgood Schlatter. There's a name for you.
Oh, my goodness. That sounds like a German beer.
It does. It does. Can you give me a couple more of those Osgood Schlatters over here? Hey, that's a good segue to the quiz. So what the hell? I'm going to take it. Quiz time for you. I got 10 names. You tell me NFL player or name I made up.
Oh, wow. That's just a little twist on the old Greek names. Okay. Right. NFL player or name you made up. Okay.
That's right. Osgood Schlatter. No. First one, Happy Feller.
That's a name you made up.
Eagles kicker, 1971.
No way.
Skip Skipperson.
Real person.
I made that up.
Ah! 0-2.
I'm already loving this game. Fair Hooker.
That's a name you made up. Stop it.
That is a wide receiver for the Browns in 1969.
That's unbelievable.
Fair Hooker. I'm loving this quiz.
Fair is the first name?
I mean, once your last name is Hooker, you're just a coin flip away from being a nightmare, you know, whatever your first name is. But Fair Hooker is particularly funny.
Fair Hooker.
All right. Guy Whimper.
That's a real person.
Offensive line, Steelers, drafted 2006.
Yeah.
Ben Gay.
That's a real person.
Browns running back, 2001.
Also pretty good cream.
It's pretty, you notice it. You notice when it's on you. It's pretty strong. all right. That's a strong, you went 0-3 and then 2 in a row there. So yep, you're back in the game.
I'll call it a comeback.
DeBrickashaw Magnuson.
It's a fake person. You just took one part of DeBrickashaw Ferguson.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Washington Lincoln.
Oh, man. I'm going to say that's a real person.
No, I made that up.
Ah!
Lincoln Kennedy.
Real person.
90s O-line for the Falcons. Frosty Rucker.
Frosty Rucker. He must be the guy that they named Rucker Park after. And he's an ice cream man. I think he's an ice cream man who they named Rucker Park after. He's a real person. Frosty Rucker.
It is the defensive tackle for the Bengals.
Oh, well, almost as good as having a park name.
Frosty Rucker.
Yeah.
And last one, Ha Ha Clinton Penis.
Come on, you don't do good for that. That's a fake person.
That name would be ridiculous. Yeah. You'd have to make that up.
Come on.
Now, if the last part was dicks, that would be perfectly reasonable.
Absolutely.
Come on. All right, you're trying to honor your family, but you got to change your name and honor them a different way. Your name's Ha Ha Clinton Dix. Come on.
I don't know, man. It's kind of fun. You remember it.
It is memorable. It is memorable. I'll give you that.
It's better than LOL Clinton Dix. Definitely more of a Ha Ha guy than an LOL guy.
Yeah, ROFL. Yeah, that's not as good.
ROFL Clinton Dix. LMAO Clinton Dix. You know, oh, there goes the Green Bay quarterback. Laugh my ass off, Clinton Dix.
Yeah, none of those are reasonable at all.
Barry, shout out to Barry, Susan, Ron, and I think we had a Ronald Schultz in the chat. Barry Weekman saying, "Don't talk to me about bad names."
Weekman. He's already a science nerd in middle school. Can you imagine? Your name's Weekman? A
lot of wedgies in that kid's past.
That's a tough one. That's a tough one. Susan Hout Clark. Now, is that a hyphenated? Is that a because of the husband? What's the story? Is that a middle name? What's the story with Susan Hout Clark? Do you know the answer to that, Aaron?
I don't know.
Well, it doesn't have a hyphen, which leads me to believe that. But it's such a perfect Facebook thing to put your maiden name in the middle, right?
Yeah, yeah, it's a Facebook.
So thing. your friend, old school friends, can still find you even after you.
Right. If you want to
take
be found.
The man's name.
Yeah. It's high school friends can actually find me on Facebook. She says, "Yeah,
look at me. I'm out. I ask my own question. And I answer it like a genius.
Economopolis Nostradamus.
Nostradamus. What's my name in the Pick'em League? It's Nostradamopolis or something.
Oh yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, well, I'll take that segue too. We're finding the accidental segues, and I'm running with them. So." Cam Akers is the first big fantasy news of the offseason. Tears his Achilles, out for the year.
Uh-huh.
Which, by the way, I love that there's a Greek myth involved with this news story. Tearing your Achilles is bad, but it's not as bad as shredding your Oedipus. That's worse. You don't want to tear Pandora's box. You see what I'm saying?
I think I see where you're going.
Yeah. Where else do you get the Greek mythology comedy? All right. Cam Akers tears his ACL, out for the year. He was like the number 11-ish running back on the board, sort of a tail end of the first round kind of guy, early second rounder maybe.
Yep.
I happen to have Daryl Henderson, his backup, in the league where we drafted early. So it's so fun to follow the news in the thing. But not just that. It's just – it's cool to have all these stories in season. The news, you know, broke about the Saints wide receiver. Michael Thomas is probably not going to play till week 7. He's already on somebody's team.
Isn't that what happened to him last year as well?
Well, last year we didn't know going in, but yeah, it was definitely gimpy like most of the year.
Week 1, he got hurt, right?
I guess that was right. And then we kept thinking he was coming back, and he kept not coming back for a while.
Oh, man, if he doesn't be careful, he's going to have a Julio letter on him pretty quick. That guy gets hurt more than Adele, huh?
Yeah. That guy gets hurt more than Jennifer Aniston. Right. There's 10 of those. Right. That guy gets hurt more than a comedian reading the YouTube comments.
That's a lot.
Don't read the YouTube comments.
Don't recommend it.
That's a good tip generally in life. And now there's the big story about Aaron Rodgers coming out, and some of the, you know, we're getting a little closer to figuring out what's going on with the Texans and Deshaun Watson. And there'll be some other surprise signings, and there'll be some other surprise injuries, and all of it is in season in my old boy's draft because we drafted like a month ago. And it makes it so much more fun to follow all these weird little stories.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you. Never-ending sales pitch with you.
I'm just saying. It's fun.
Well, the people have spoken. I don't think we're going to do a long draft for the Quick Snaps League, but we're going to have to,
get our shit together?
Relaunch it. What do you do? Reactivate? Yeah. You reactivate the league and set a draft date?
It's weird. I don't know the answer to that. What is that word? There is a word.
It is reactivate.
It's reactivate?
Yeah.
Okay.
So your league goes dormant and you have to wake it up.
Okay. All right. I need to be in a dynasty league, I think, is what I'm learning about myself. I like to have the year-round stuff.
Yeah.
Something happens in the draft and... So, you know, all the moves and all the news and, you know, the coaching changes and injuries. And I just love all the little details. Makes it fun.
I think I'd be more open to that now that I'm down to one league.
Yeah. Well, you could do one dynasty and one redraft, right?
Right. Why not?
And best ball. I think I'm going to do some best ball. I've never done it.
Explain you know, the best that ball to me. Concept? Explain that to me.
Best ball is you draft a team right now. You could do it. That's what's fun about it. You typically do it in the middle of summer as opposed to at the beginning of fall. You go in and you have a draft, and then you don't touch your team at all. And it pays out based on, you know, points total at the end of the year. And it just the computer just puts in your best players into your lineup based on your roster. So you got like seven wide receivers, it picks the best three from that day and counts them in the total points. So it's a little more like old school rotisserie baseball, where it's sort of a cumulative points thing. You're not playing head to head. So it's really about picking a team that has some balance and some capacity to survive the year through injuries and whatnot.
Yeah. Okay. I like that. That seems like it's more down to coaching than just luck.
Well, I mean, you know, some people drafted Cam Akers and now their best ball teams are already kind of in bad shape before, you know, they even blink. So there's definitely luck involved. And obviously when the computer is picking, there are guys like, I don't know, like a DeSean Jackson type of guy who you wouldn't want to start in your league very often. But if you have him as your sixth receiver in best ball, there'll be two or three weeks where he'll, you know, get 150 yards and score twice. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So those kind of players are more interesting in best ball. It's an interesting subcategory of fantasy that I've never tried.
Right.
All right. I'm ready for which comes first. Are you ready?
Okay. Hit me.
Okay. Which comes first? We get a resolution on the Aaron Rodgers story? We get a resolution on the Deshaun Watson story? Or we have another significant injury or signing?
Okay. Seems like there's a lot of momentum on the Rodgers stuff, and I'm sure they've had a lot of time to think about it and figure out what each other wants, even though it wasn't all in the media. So I think they have it pretty much figured out, and I think we have the Aaron Rodgers signing wrapped up this week. The Deshaun Watson situation, I don't see that being quickly resolved. I think that drags on for a while. I think so. Now he's saying he would like to be traded, right? That's the latest.
I mean, apparently he's hung in there with that from the very beginning, never wavered on that.
Okay.
But he did show up at camp, so he doesn't get fined, whatever, $500 a day or whatever it is.
Okay. Poor Tyrod Taylor. You know, he just can't find a team that wants him and only him. It's just there's always something lingering in the background, whether it's a draft pick coming to get him or this maybe franchise quarterback who maybe still will play there.
Dr. Needle, right?
Who's that?
Last year he got poked in the chest.
Oh, yeah, right.
By accident. Right.
Yeah.
Punctured his lung, and that's why we had the surprise Justin Herbert.
Bobby Hebert.
Early emergence. That's right. I just did it again. I had a hard time saying Herbert.
But I don't know. I don't see him getting traded, even though like that's pretty much been out there for a long time that everybody's looking to move on. I still think he's too toxic for any new team to pick up. And there's a lot of story left to be told. I mean, I heard something today that he didn't sign an NDA, in one of the deals that he made with one of his accusers because he wants to be able to tell his story. So he's going to be out there telling his story. And I think the story is going to be lingering for a long time. I wouldn't touch him if I were running a team. I wouldn't touch him. You got to look the other way sometimes on talent. So I think that goes on for a long time. And I'm not good at predicting injuries or signings. So I'm just going to say Aaron Rodgers gets wrapped up this week. And he's the first. That comes first.
Yeah, Ron Milford said, what millionaire can afford to lose $500 a day? It's a good point. It must be more than that. Do I have the wrong number?
Got to be more than that.
It's got to be more than that. Now I'm curious. I don't want to spread misinformation here. We got enough of that in the world.
Susan says I wouldn't touch him either.
Yeah, no kidding. I think you're right. I mean, the obvious answer is no, this is a disaster. I mean, even if you pull your own personal feelings out of it, this is just a PR disaster for an NFL team to take on this guy.
Yeah.
But I guess I understand that, you know, he's maybe the third best quarterback in the league, right? No?
It's top 10 for sure. We can argue about where, but
yeah.
I wouldn't say top three.
That's one of my hobbies. Avoid a $50,000 fine. It's always way off. would have been fined $50,000 each day he missed camp. I guess I just applied it to my own life. Like, $500, that's a lot of money.
Yeah. Your 500 is this 50,000.
I wasn't even close. I was off by 100 times. I like your answer. I think today's news, Adam Schefter reporting that it looks like they've in principle agreed, the Packers and Aaron Rodgers, to some sort of a deal that allows him to play one more year and then allows the Packers to trade him next year. So they think they've maybe found a compromise that gives him what apparently he wants the most, which is to get out of town soon.
Right.
He's on a 2-year deal currently. And they think they're going to redo the contract in a way that lets him out next year. So he kind of like hangs and plays one last dance, which is what, you know, they sort of foreshadowed with the picture of Jordan and Pippen. He and yes. Davante Adams both posted the same picture
at the same time.
Like two little 13-year-old girls. Yeah. Post to Instagram.
I mean, isn't that what social media is for? To be cute and make everybody speculate?
It worked.
Yeah, I get it.
It worked. Social media tricked me yesterday, by the way. Did you see the Tom Brady video?
Ah, yeah, I saw it. And I saw you with the All Pro Lines account. We're like, holy shit. And I was like, come on, man. That's not real.
I loved it so much that it didn't really fully take it in that it wasn't real. But of course it's not real. When you watch it a few times, you're like, yeah, okay, you can't do that. No human can do
that. Nobody can do that. Nobody can do that.
That's right. And even if you break down like the mechanics of – that's not how a jugs machine works. You can't just throw it into the front of it.
No machine could do that either.
If you haven't seen it, go watch it. The All Pro Lines account, it's – you've probably seen it 100 times by accident by now, but just in case you haven't, it's a cool video of Tom Brady. How would you describe it? Throwing a ball into the front of a jugs machine and it just throws it back to him and he nails it right in the same perfect spot 3 times in a row.
Just imagine the jugs machine where like jugs or butt cheeks.
Yeah, it's got to go perfectly into the little crevice. Yeah, is there anything more disappointing when you found out what it was than a jugs machine?
Right. It's the most inappropriately named machine ever. It should definitely be something
compared
else
to what your mind can come up with.
Yeah, for sure.
So he didn't, to Tom Brady's credit, he wasn't really trying to claim that it was real. In fact, in Instagram, he credited the director who, you know, then credited himself as, you know, visual effects and a couple other things.
Sure,
But it's nicely done. Man, it looks real. It
sure does.
And Pat McAfee posted another one that had come out prior of, I think it's Mason Crosby. He's like, he's kicking the ball up into the clock tower and ringing the bell.
Okay.
And so that happens 3 times and it's like the perfect, you know, it's that one's a little bit more like when you first see it, you're like, well, that's obviously not, it kind of shakes my confidence in believing my eyes. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
These videos are really well done.
Yeah. You'd never be able to tell, like, if for some reason a jugs machine could do that. So I don't know. How would you test it? By throwing it like 2 feet away? Like there's no way you can get it from whatever. He was like 10 yards away. Then he backs up and he's like 15, 20 yards away. There's just no way you're nailing that twice in a row. No matter if you're Tom Brady or Tim Tebow or Kostaki Economopoulos, you're not going to nail it. Falling off a cliff big time.
Those are the 3 tiers of football.
Falling off.
I did think, I have to say, when I saw the video, the first thought I had was me and Glenn throwing the ball at the NFL experience at the Super Bowl in Miami. Mm-hmm. It was ugly. Oh my goodness.
I wish I could have been there.
It was hard to believe it was real. You know, they had one of those, it's almost like a county fair where they have the different holes for different points and you gotta throw it through. Like, Nothing. I don't think I got a single point.
That's embarrassing, man.
Yeah, embarrassed. Aren't you embarrassed?
Embarrassed.
Aren't you embarrassed? Got your New Jersey accent on. So yeah, I'm a little surprised that the resolution is going to be that Aaron Rodgers is going to play there one more year. I mean, I thought he was dug in his heels and was gone.
Yeah, I mean, I think that would it was probably the inevitable conclusion all along, but, you know, you had to add a little drama. Media had to make a story out of it, and they got all the juice for the squeeze, as they say.
They sure did. I'm still, you know, I do still have a little bit of, are we sure this is resolved? It feels like if it wasn't Schefter feels like he doesn't report something unless it's actual news. So maybe it's resolved. Maybe we're there.
Yeah. I don't know. Well, I mean, Green Bay fans got to be happy about it, right? I mean,
no, of course. Although it's still a short-term solution. It basically is just this one year. It's basically, all right, I'll play for you one more year. I signed the paper, but you tear up the paper and make sure I'm not here next year. It's not really great news for Green Bay fans long run.
Well, I mean,
but you'll take it one more year. And I guess the construct will still be that they trade him so that they still get some compensation as well, right?
Yeah, and I think that's nice of Aaron to do because he doesn't have to, but he'll say, all right, well, if you guys will knock a year off my contract, put in a no-trade clause so I have to agree to wherever we decide to go because wherever I go, they're not going to trade for me unless they have a commitment. You know,
right.
All those sorts of things play into it. So,
but yeah, so then there'll be seven teams that'll try to trade for him for next year, right?
And it'll definitely be the 49ers.
Oh, I think they're set now, but we'll see. Susan makes a good point. If his heart isn't into it, how good is he? But he's enough of a competitive football machine that he will do his best to win this year, even if he's in the place he doesn't want to be, right? Or well, no?
Aaron Rodgers is not above sabotaging some situation. If I don't think he would screw over his teammates, but if there's a way to screw over the front office, he'll do it.
Well, he kind of did it all season, right? He tortured them with this leak. This probably came from his camp, like,
draft
was
day.
It the day before the draft?
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
They're trying to get their shit together for the draft. They got to handle 100 questions about this story. And it's interesting. That's why we watch these things. It's fun soap opera.
Yes, indeed.
And even more fun when it's in-season fantasy. That's all I'm saying.
All right. So quick snaps. People that are in the league. You know, we always do this every year. We say, you know, maybe there's a few people that drop out or people that, you know, we didn't have any relegation this year. Lucky for you, Kostaki.
That's my worst fantasy team in 10 years. It was the Quick Snaps League last year. Goodness gracious. It's probably COVID.
Yeah, definitely. You know. Just put the asterisk up there and don't even count it.
This is an outlier.
Don't even count it in the win percentage, honestly.
First pick overall, Christian McCaffrey. That, you know, it's not good.
Inevitably, we have people drop out. So if anybody wants to join the Quick Snaps League, again, it's a 16-team league. We're going to reactivate the league maybe as soon as we're done with this show. And
PPR.
PPR, settle on a draft date as well. I'll just pick one, and then whoever can make it, they make it. And if they can't, I guess we'll set up another date. I don't know. We'll see.
It's next week, right? We're doing it next week?
It's got to be. People have spoken from the emails that have already come. It's they don't want the slow draft. But
Susan Hout Clark said she was all for it, and she would even show off her new beer fridge.
I think she was alone on that, but she's in for the Zoom hang, which I think most people will be. We'll still do that, but I think
it'll
be late August. So email us if you're not part of the league and you want to get in. There might be a slot for you. So just a few sentences on why you want to be in. It's quicksnapsshow@gmail.com. quicksnapsshow@gmail.com. And I don't know, put fantasy in the subject line or something like that. So yeah, that's that. That's my job as commissioner.
I'm happy to hear that you're still retaining this job.
Barely. I think there's going to be a mutiny pretty soon.
And here's a plug. Come join us at All Pro Wines. We're doing a meme for every team every day in July. And we're kind of late in July, so most of them are out, but there's a few that are still remaining. And come tag your friends with their shitty teams and share your favorite team and whatever. It's an equal opportunity. We make fun of every team equally with one joke per day.
There's some good ones. I like the Raiders one. Like, what was it? One more eye patch and the games are watchable.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's a good one. I like that one. And another one of my favorites was Jaguars. Tiger Woods has a better record on the road.
Oh, yeah.
So it's fun. The Eagles have landed in last place. You know, we did, there's one for every team. So come join us. It's fun. And we're going to come back in about 2 weeks and do this again. We may or may not have some big announcement for you.
In August, at some point in August.
Should we do some more hype? Is it next time we talk or is the time after that?
Oh, I don't know. When do you think we'll be ready?
I'm looking at the calendar. Yeah. Maybe not the next time we talk, but definitely in the next two times we talk. How about that?
Yeah, I think we could commit to that.
In the next two times we talk, it's going to be some big news. And we don't mean Aaron Rodgers or Tom Brady faking some shit with a football and a jugs machine. We mean something closer to home. This little baby that you're listening to right here in your ear holes. Something like that. Got some news for you.
I'm excited about tomorrow. Apparently the Giants and Marvel are teaming up on something. So I'm guessing they're going to make like superhero characters out of some of their players on their social media.
Oh,
well, that should be fun.
That's interesting. That reminds me, I didn't plan to do this, but I did take a picture of some weird little fun fact. We'll turn this into another super quick quiz before we run out of here. Mm-hmm. Since 2017, these are the teams with the worst regular season records in the NFL.
Okay.
You ready for this?
Yeah.
Bengals, Jaguars, Broncos, Lions, Browns are 2-7.
Oh, man. Don't do this to me.
What are the two worst teams, according to this weird little, it's a very specific grab of like regular season record since 2017. There's two teams worse than Browns, Jaguars, Broncos, Lions, Bengals.
And the Jags, and the Jags are in that list of people that it can't
be? The Jags are in this list. You got to think of two teams worse than those five.
Well, I mean, I can tell by your giddiness and being a long-suffering Giants fan. Woe is me. Haven't had a Super Bowl since, I don't know. Well, when was it, the last one? 2012? It's been a long time.
Tom Brady. That's always good.
So it's the Giants. The Giants are one of them.
Correct.
They've had some terrible, terrible years. This is tough, though.
It's a tough one. That's why I took a picture. I was like, oh, I wouldn't have guessed that.
Let me take a look at some standings here. You wouldn't have guessed it. Name the other teams again, if you don't mind.
Seven worst teams in the last 4 years, according to this stat. Worst regular season records in the NFL since 2017.
Okay.
Browns, Lions, Broncos, Jaguars, Bengals. Okay. Giants. One team remains.
Okay. I'm going to say it's definitely one of three teams, I think. I think it's probably Washington.
It's the New York Jets.
Wow.
The two New York teams are literally tied.
Oh, listen to this, wow.
With 18-46 records, a winning percentage of .281, tied for worst. First place in this list.
What a bunch of losers.
New York, New York, baby.
Congrats to Eric James on the check-in. He guessed correctly, the Jets.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
They weren't going to be one of my three picks either. It was either them or the Dolphins was the other one. And who was the other one? The Bears.
I can't believe that that's a top couple of spots aren't Jaguars, Lions, Bengals, or Browns.
Yeah.
That's I can't crazy. Believe there are two teams worse than that.
Well, the Giants have been horrific.
I didn't realize they were that bad.
Yeah.
Because I guess maybe we had the, with Saquon, and we had the 1 year of the quarterback looking like could be the answer to all the problems. There's like optimism around them even while they're not winning.
Yeah, I guess.
Is what happens.
Right. Well, we had an extended nostalgia tour. You know, we had to let Eli play until, you know, it was obvious to the last believer that he stunk.
That's right.
But yeah, Barkley PUP list. Don't tell me he's breaking news here.
I think it's PUP for training camp, which you can come off of at any point. All right. And they hope he's going to play in the first game, but he's starting to answer questions that doesn't sound like he's playing in the first game.
Gotcha. Okay.
And why do I know this? Because of fantasy. I've been paying attention to all the details. It's fun.
Yep. You're so good. You're such a winner.
I haven't won nothing. I'm just hanging around in the middle of summer, putting my team together.
Oh, yeah. This is great. The training camp has started because this is, I mean, I watched a little bit of table tennis today, the Olympics today. But, I mean, this is the worst time for sports in my mind.
Oh, I'm with you. I haven't.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
So, training camp is welcome. And I guess I'm just going to keep watching handball and skateboarding and table tennis.
There's some good summer sports. It's not like the Winter Olympics where it's like 15 things you've never done. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what's hard for me as a boy from Georgia to connect to the Winter Olympics. I'm like, I've never been on a luge or done a jump off of a hill and with the thing.
Yeah, right.
But the summer sports are at least things you've done that you have some connection to. Anyway, it's good to talk to you, buddy.
You too, man. You too.
In the next two times we talk to you, big news for Quick Snaps, the podcast. And thanks for listening, everybody. We'll hope the news that's rolling out from the NFL is good for your team. Sorry, Ron Milford. Looks like Aaron Rodgers is back. That's bad news for a Vikings fan.
Yeah, sorry, Vikings fans. You're going to be tortured for at least one more year.
One more year. But good news, not more than one more year, we think.
All right. See you later, everybody.